This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. There has been massive flooding in central and eastern China, said to be the worst in decades. The New York Times says more than 100 people have been killed. Reuters reports there are disruptions in key supply chains, including those with personal protective equipment for dealing with the coronavirus. Officials in the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic emerged late last year, warned residents to take precautions as water levels fast approach their maximum guaranteed safety mark. The giant Three Gorges Reservoir has been holding back water to ease downstream flooding, apparently with only mixed success. Fresh coronavirus outbreaks stretching as far as China's remote western Xinjiang region are being seen today as COVID-19 cases worldwide approach 14 million, with a death toll of more than 591,000. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. India has surpassed a million infections, third only behind the U.S. and Brazil, with India's fatalities approaching 26,000. Brazil's mounting COVID caseload now tops 2 million, with well over 76,000 lives lost, 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May. President Jair Bolsonaro is among those fighting the disease, though he says he is more worried about his nation's economy than the pandemic. India's sad milestone has sharpened anxieties tied to the country's overwhelmed hospitals and a badly worn healthcare system. In the technology hub of Bangalore, there is a week-long lockdown in effect. Israel has reinstated a wide array of virus precautions. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu calls them interim steps to avoid another general shutdown. Restaurants will be limited to takeout and delivery, and many businesses will be closed on weekends. The weekend closure of barbershops, beauty salons, tourist sites, and beaches is also planned. In Britain, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is lifting a government recommendation against using public transit and will end the advisory that people work at home. Johnson's chief science advisor says the work-at-home guidance should stay in force. Britain has lost more than 45,000 lives to COVID-19. This is VOA News. In Australia, the state of New South Wales is tightening its pandemic rules after health officials found 8 new COVID infections. With a record 428 new cases, the city of Melbourne is a virus hotspot. Here in the United States, there is no shortage of quickly worsening virus hotspots. Cases are climbing toward 3.6 million, with more than 138,000 deaths. Disease spikes are spread across the South and West. Florida reported close to 14,000 new cases yesterday and 156 virus deaths. The state totals close to 327,000 infections and some 4,800 fatalities. Texas, for a third straight day, recorded 10,000 new COVID cases and 129 deaths. A third of the state's 3,600 deaths have come in the first 2 weeks of July. The city of San Antonio has begun using refrigerated trailer trucks to store the bodies of the victims. In the state of Arizona, infections are closing in on 135,000, 55,000 this month alone. Fatalities now number about 2,500. Arizona yesterday had the unwelcome distinction of leading the U.S. in the growth of confirmed coronavirus cases. It also has the country's most alarming rise in positive virus test results, more than 25%. In the latest 24-hour period, the United States broke its daily record for new COVID cases with more than 77,000. CNN is reporting that an unpublished document prepared for the White House Coronavirus Task Force recommends that 18 states in the so-called coronavirus red zone for cases should roll back reopening measures. Included would be areas which during the last week reported both new cases above 100 per 100,000 population and a diagnostic test positivity result above 10%. A new survey by Reuters and Ipsos shows that only 1 in 4 Americans agrees with President Trump's insistence that schools must fully reopen this fall. 4 in 10 parents say they'll likely keep their children home. The online polling was conducted as the country's 13,000 school districts work on how to safely resume in-person classes. And a poll done by the Washington Post and ABC shows only 38% of Americans support Mr. Trump's handling of the pandemic, down from 46% in May. And a 63% majority said controlling the spread of COVID was more important than reopening the economy. Another belief at sharp odds with Mr. Trump's stated priorities. Britain, the United States, and Canada are accusing Russian intelligence of trying to steal information from researchers working on a COVID-19 vaccine. Britain's National Cybersecurity Center made the announcement. Termed persistent, the alleged attacks are seen as an effort to steal intellectual property rather than to disrupt research. The Kremlin has rejected the allegations. Russia has the fourth largest number of COVID cases in the world, 758,000 plus with 12,000 fatalities. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.